This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour now, it's the DJV show. How do you do? It's Doug with Jennifer and with Victoria and with Kara and with you, most importantly. So Bob Costas is not going to be at the Olympics. Bob Costas is not doing Super Bowl. Bob Costas made the mistake, it would appear, of criticizing football because of the helmet situation. So could that be the reason? A lot of social media speculating that that's why he's not going to be around and maybe being sent away, sent out to pasture, maybe go to work for another network. What's the real story? What do you sense in the bottom of your soul, Victoria?
Well, I'm not surprised that he's not doing the Super Bowl because he did say football destroys people's brains.
It does.
He said that.
So I guess
publicly.
I'm not doing the Super Bowl either because that's what it does.
So that's he said that a few months ago. So that's not surprising. I was really surprised though that he wasn't doing any of the Olympic coverage. I thought that was
that's
kind
his
of
thing.
Yeah, and I love Bob Costas as a broadcaster. So I don't know. There's something weird about that. Yeah. And so no one has said anything. Bob Costas hasn't made any statements, but it kind of feels like they're just kind of quickly phasing him out.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's an asset, so if he doesn't work for NBC any longer, he's worked for NBC, I think, his entire career, which spans at least 40 years. I'm guessing he's about my age. He seems to be a contemporary. I remember him working. He started at Camo X in St. Louis, as lots of other great broadcasters did. And he was a favorite of Mr. Highland. Everybody always called the manager Mr. Highland. He liked Bob Costas and has sort of introduced him to other possibilities, even though he's maintained his connection with St. Louis, as so many of these other people have that came out of KMOX. But he's now looking like yesterday's news, at least at NBC. It'll be interesting to see how that
his statement that got him, that I think that is behind all of this, he said, the cracks in the foundation are there. He's talking about football. The day-to-day issues, as serious as they may be, they may come and go, but you cannot change the nature of the game. I certainly would not let, if I had an athletically gifted 12- or 13-year-old son, I would not let him play football. Mm-hmm. So that's his quote. But, you know, I actually thought that he should have been considered to replace Matt Lauer on the Today Show. I thought he would have been.
But his face is messy because he had a bad job done on his face. Has it smoothed out yet, or does it still look kind of messy?
I don't know.
He had a bad job done on his face. It wasn't as bad as Redford, but it's bad. It was bad.
Did you notice that, Jen? I didn't notice that.
Uh-uh.
Notice that what he's done to his hair. It's just he doesn't look good. He didn't look healthy. Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe he's not healthy. I know we love to start rumors.
Yeah, that could be why he's not there, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, speaking of rumors, the Davos Economic Forum that started earlier in the week, the focus on money and what to do with the money, who wants a piece of your money if you've got money, the fact that a new billionaire is created every other day, the three richest Americans have the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the U.S. population, that always gets the glad hand is going. 82% of the global wealth generated last year went to 1% at the famous, well, those are the 1%ers and the 1% of the 1%ers. And so this study that has been released by Oxfam that a lot of people are grousing about, it's a political statement. I suppose it's a business statement. It is a way to, I think, well, I don't know, because I don't know what the World Economic Forum is actually supposed to be doing. There are a lot of people there who are helping, as it would seem. There are 2,043 billionaires around the world. I remember when I was a kid, you thought about being a millionaire, and that was something really special. You were really special. There are 160 million Americans who are controlling, in terms of wealth, it's really amazing.
It's a lot of elitists that go to Davos.
Yeah, a lot.
It is.
And
so what happens there, though? What's the point? Because there are some who come away with thinking, oh, those guys with the money, well, they're baddies. They're bad guys.
Well, they're also bringing in, these are kind of like the global elites, though. These are the people who are almost so rich, they kind of come back around to being progressive again. These are like, I mean, you have, I think even Barbara Streisand performing. Yeah. You have people coming back around, like Barbara Streisand performing at this, I believe is who it is. There's like a lot of celebrities that come to this. But apparently Trump was not interested in going. And then he found out that Mike Pence was thinking he would go and represent the United States. And he thought, well, maybe I should go since there are all these big world leaders. The person that got him to go, and I think this is an interesting relationship, is Emmanuel Macron from France. And the president
of
France...
It is an interesting relationship,
right,
Jennifer? The new president,
he's actually going to be the first state dinner that Trump's hosting is with Emmanuel Macron. He sent out the invitation this week, and Macron, I believe, accepted. But he talked to him on the phone, and he encouraged him to take his America First, like, bravado to Davos and, I guess, lay it on those people there. I don't know if that was his attempt. Some people behind the scenes think, excuse me, that Macron wanted Trump to do that because he wanted Trump to hear what other people were saying there. Other people thought, there's just a lot of speculation as to why Macron even reminded him about going to this. There's going to be so many world leaders there, and I guess Macron sold it to Trump as being a fun thing for him to do. Mm-hmm. And with that, along with the fact that Mike Pence was going to go and represent the United States, it was already on Trump's radar. So
I'm not sure that Pence, by the way, and this is not a political statement, it's an observation that Pence and Trump are not that close. I think that Trump trusted Pence to come up with most of the people who became cabinet members and some of the underlying important posts because Trump didn't know his way around. And now he feels like a lot of those people are not cutting it. And he's got his sea legs, so he's going to find people on his own. I don't know that that's true. You'd probably be closer to that, Jennifer.
I think that they haven't had any splits. I think they're actually a pretty solid team at this point.
Really? Yeah.
But that's because I think Mike Pence knows how to deal with the management style of Trump. So, but who knows? I mean, maybe that changes. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there haven't been any stories, even from like the tabloid political journalists who cover all the juice, about a crack in their relationship.
Well, the good news is, and this continues to be a focus, at least not only just at Davos, but also here in our country and around the world, how the economy is growing as it has, 3% in the last quarter. That's pretty substantial. If you take it on an annualized basis, that's 12%. That's a hefty number, looking at the stock market. And so the naysayers, I think, have started this week, or maybe they started last week, and say, okay, you know what happens? Every time there's a boom, there's a bust. And then there are those who say, okay, it's going to be around the corner. It's going to be tomorrow. It'll be next week. It'll be certainly by the end of the year. The economy will crumble and we'll go into another recession. Who thinks like that? Who thinks that this kind of stuff would be good? Who is it I always refer to as wringing their hands, who want something to be destroyed because it's good for them? I don't even know who thinks that way, but I know there are some people who do. There are a lot of people who just, they're only interested, and I suppose maybe these are the folks, if you talk about the Wall Street goons, the people who short stocks, who is doing that at this point in time? I wonder who's betting on what will be the first stock to fall? Who wakes up in the morning and thinks, oh, that's going to be a good day, I'm going to ruin somebody's business? And that's really what you're talking about. When all the good news is there and people want to be, they want to feel good, euphoric. If you've got a 401k, you've seen the improvements, to the point where I guess the negative side, the naysayers are saying, they're pointing to, look, the Fed's going to increase interest rates. We told you this was bad because with a good, strong economy, they can get more in interest rates. And there it goes, poof, up in smoke. The economy, or at least that's what some people are saying. I don't get that kind of thinking. I really don't. But there are a lot of people who think that way. And I think it's kind of a shame for all of us under the circumstances. Why wouldn't you want to see, unless you're just so focused on your own interests, even if you don't like Trump? I mean, I've always said with any of them, there's a focus on George W. Bush now that I find kind of interesting because of his newfound popularity.
Yeah, everybody loves him now.
Right? He was so unpopular.
People hated him.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I, stupid.
Yeah, I don't know that so many people hated him personally, but it just hated his entire administration and what happened. And I think I never...
It goes back to September 11th, a lot of it.
Right, but I think that... being on the left, I follow him on Instagram. I really like him. I would totally have a beer with him.
He's a very likable
guy.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you're being honest, because my mom, the same thing, is all of a sudden now, and you know, she's my gauge for liberalism, I guess. But she is like all about, oh well, George W. Bush. When he left office, she was saying, oh, at his presidential library, it's going to be all stacked with coloring books. She was always, you know. And I love my mother. I love her to pieces. But that favorite. Favorability has changed.
His favorability mark among Dems has gone from 11% to 54%.
People were brutal to him. Brutal.
They were. Well, people are brutal to Obama. I told you I saw that movie over the weekend, which will be in more popular, wider release, the last year of the Obama administration, which is going to be in theaters. HBO produced it, and it presents him in a picture that makes him like, hello, he's the next person under God. Like, here's God, and Obama's sitting right there on the left-hand side of God's arm, and that's how he'll be remembered. Remember how I was taken to task by my daughter? I was talking about Bill Clinton, and she was right. You know, I don't always necessarily think, and nor does everybody else. His favorability when he left office was 51%. He's now 64% in this poll of favorability. Looking upon Obama's favorability is up to 66% now. It's all relative to what people think about Trump, obviously. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096, ends 1/27/18, intro only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
After the hour, DJV time, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, a focus on Morgan Freeman now, who called out during the SAG Awards on Sunday, and nobody quite knows. We played some of the audio from it, and I didn't understand what was going on. Frankly, I didn't watch the show.
I don't know if Morgan did either.
Well,
Seems a little off.
He's 80 years old. Did you know that?
Morgan Freeman
is 80 years old.
He still looks great.
Yeah, he looks like he's very healthy. He acknowledged somebody in the audience saying, "Hey, I'm talking to you." Yes, hey. He was directing his attention to somebody, but nobody knows who it was, right?
Now we do.
Ah, so who is it that he was talking to?
It was Lily Tomlin. And we originally thought, all of Twitter originally thought that someone must have been texting or talking, and that's why it looked like he was calling that person out. Apparently, that's not what happened at all. He was just saying hi, and he said, backstage, he said, "Yeah, that was Lily Tomlin. She's a wonder in herself, and I've always loved her. So I saw her, and I said, hello." Mm-hmm. He just picked a very odd time to do it.
I'm telling you, there was something going on in that speech. I don't know if it was, you know, enjoying the night or whatever was going on.
You think he had a little schnapps before he went out there?
Look, I don't like to diagnose anybody with anything because I'm not a doctor. But there was just something kind of odd about his delivery of his speech. It was like it was over and it seemed like he was just getting ready to tell a story, and it just seemed very disjointed.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently he, and maybe this is the show, Doug, you were asking about, The Electric Company was a show in the 1970s that he and Lily
did was on
together.
He was on The Electric Company?
Apparently. He and Lily Tomlin together. That's how long they've known each other.
We were trying
Wasn't that
off
a kid's
the,
show?
But yeah, it was a kid's show.
We were
trying to figure out off air. There's a show in which Morgan Freeman played a principal of a school, and Robert Guillaume was in the show as well, and I don't know the name of the show. It was a black high school, and all the actors are black.
Was it a serious show, or like a comedy, or?
No, well, it seems serious. I've never seen it before, but I watched
it. Kara, are you on this, or do I need to IMDb it?
You've got to IMDb it. It's all on you.
All right,
why don't you do the work while we get into music and Dierks Bentley. Have I pronounced his name right, Jennifer?
Dierks.
Just pretend Dierks. There's none okay. E there.
What'd you say?
Yeah, just pretend there's none E. Dierks. D-I-R-K-S.
Why didn't you tell me that Dierks. Before?
I'm telling you now.
Ninth studio album from Dierks Bentley, The Mountain, set to be released later on this year. He announced his Mountain High Tour, Jennifer. Special guests, Dude. Brothers Osborne and Lanko. Who's Lanko?
I have no clue. Must be one of those new up-and-comers.
Official dates have not been announced. The Mountain High Tour is set to kick off on May 17th in Columbia, Maryland, where it will then start its trek across the country, ending up in L.A. later in the year. He was discussing his time away from the stage since wrapping his What the Hell Tour last year, stating, quote, I needed the time off to devote all my attention to the new music, making the Mountain album, but now I can't wait to fire up the buses and get back out there on the road. On Friday, the first tickets to select cities will be available as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket at megaticket.com. For those of you, going to buy one of those, Jen?
Yes, I will, probably.
I love he's pretty her. Cute. Yeah. I don't know much about his great. Music, but he's
all right, what'd you find out about Morgan Freeman and that TV
I'm
show?
I'm still looking. His, oh, my gosh, his body of work is insanely large.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff. Yep, yeah. But you know, I'm scrolling
through IMDb. No luck
it
yet.
It couldn't have been the Fresh Prince, right? Wouldn't have been that.
No.
All right. So the mystery continues, but it will get solved, I promise. You got to listen to the next half hour of the DJB show. 28 past the hour now.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's try with the microphone on. 34 past the hour on the DJB experience with the Dougster, Jen Jen, Victoria. I haven't come up with a nickname for Victoria yet. Kara, I haven't either.
I'm good with that. Yeah,
I know you are. You like Victoria, and that's it. Okay, so we've been working on the mystery of whatever it was that I saw Morgan Freeman starring in back in, looked like the 70s, for the suit that he was wearing. It sure looked like a TV show, but you ladies say it wasn't.
It was not. It was the movie Lean On Me.
And
in
it was also 1989, yeah.
Oh, 89.
89, yeah. Not the
84,
70s.
89, yeah.
So he was just out of fashion, but bad style, but it was a movie.
Yeah, and the presentation, it was about a black high school, and he was a teacher, apparently became the principal, if that's the storyline that I remember you talking about. It just looked so much like a TV show, not a movie. I don't remember the movie at all. Anybody remember? You didn't remember any of
Lean
it.
I've seen it, yeah. But I don't really remember much of it. I thought he was the principal.
Some random TV station that I was flipping around through last night before I fell asleep, and that's where I saw it. And I actually stayed with it for a while because I wanted to see what the story was all about.
Did you notice there were no commercial breaks?
I didn't. I didn't stay with it that
or
long.
Or that it went on for, like, more than an
2 hours.
No, I didn't yeah, stay with it that long. Yeah, thank you very much.
This movie goes with the song, right, by Bill Withers, Lean On Me? I don't know if they were...
No. It used it, but it was not in conjunction with.
Yeah, okay. Lean On Me was out a long time before that. There's so much information at our fingertips now. We know everything about everything. Isn't that swell? Speaking about that, on a serious side, thinking of challenges, Shaq and Charles Barkley are bringing up the heat to the ALS Awareness Challenge. Remember the Ice Bucket Challenge from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, you took the Ice Milk Challenge.
I did. I used milk instead of ice. I did.
Strange, yeah. But you did.
That's still floating around. I'm sure the video is still floating around. I saw it fairly recently. It was on the front steps of the old house. And Joe Dignan, who worked for me at the time, brought down a 5-gallon bucket of milk. And Meredith was standing on the front steps, and she took the video. You can hear her voice, as a matter of fact, in it. And it was milk was cold. Man, I remember that. Woo! But it brought some attention to a very good cause. So now there is something that's being fought. Hashtag ALS, which is basically the problems with ALS. And the Lou Gehrig syndrome, whatever they used to call it. I don't know. Now it's called the ALS. It was Lou Gehrig disease first. It's the pepper challenge. What's that all about?
Well, basically, you eat a hot pepper instead of dumping ice water on yourself. And then you challenge other people. You eat a habanero. And so, and then you challenge other people just like that.
You willing to do that, Victoria?
Oh, no. I will just
this is not to be confused with the Tide Pod challenge, right?
Right. Oh boy.
Which is what? Explain that, Jen.
A bunch of morons on social media. There are a bunch of I guess kids, teenagers who think that it would be funny to get views. They've been eating Tide Pods, you know, the laundry detergent pods, and it makes you extremely sick. It can kill you. It gives you terrible diarrhea. Like, it makes you sick. And these dummies are going on social media filming themselves eating Tide Pods. The people who are going to have to take care of our old butts. You know?
And they enlisted Rob Gronkowski to tell kids to stop eating laundry pods.
He just found out not to eat them a few months ago.
Right.
So this is good, though, that Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, Eric, is it Spoelstra, who's the coach from Miami?
Spoelstra,
and Rachel Nichols from ESPN. Have been eating hot peppers, trying to raise $50,000, and so under the circumstances, this is something that it will get a lot of attention because it's very unpleasant to eat that stuff. Every once in a while, I've found myself eating something like that. I don't like hot stuff. Some people eat these things. I remember being with somebody. She just ate these things, and I wondered what happened to her insides. What is this stuff?
It's supposed to be good for your metabolism, but
really,
I don't know. Every time I see people eating hot peppers like that, they just look like they're sweating and uncomfortable. I don't know why that's fun.
Yeah. Matt in our office loves the peppers. Hotter the better.
Does he really?
I always laugh at him. I always wonder if his rear end is calloused because it would have to be.
It comes out the other end.
Yeah, because it burns.
All right, so anyway, there's no effective treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease, no cure. Anything that can be done to change that, they're going to try. So say all the people that are involved in this challenge. If you want to donate, not eat the pepper, go to classy.org, classy.org. That's where the Hot Pepper Challenge is on that page, classy.org. Upload your own version using the hashtag ALS Pepper Challenge. You got to be nuts. Just send them money.
Well, the ice bucket challenge
from Uncle Dougie.
The ice bucket challenge, I think, raised $100 million worldwide, that actually funded. I don't remember specifically, but I remember us talking about it over a year ago. That because they raised so much of that money, there was some sort of a breakthrough that scientists were able to have the funding to continue their research. So the money does help, and it does actually go to the research. So it's a good thing,
right? It's not necessarily like the money you give to the Pink Challenge or the Susan J. Komen or the Red Cross. Those bunch of phonies. All right. So, but the thing that makes this very interesting is how it has become the mania with smartphones and with social media and all of the things that are a part of our life today. I thought it was interesting that the focus on what's referred to these days as media, news media, but social media overload as well. So they're putting the two together. The people that did this research, the data comes from a report called Monitoring the Future, which is a study by some psychologists and psychiatrists looking at the lives of more than a million young people, mostly Generation Millennia, Millenniums, they call them Millennials, but others refer to them as Generation Millennia, found that playing computer games, using social media, texting, video chatting, associated with their unhappy lives. Lives that are not happy because of all of this. I saw two or three references to this over the past couple of days. Have you seen anything? This is a basic survey of adolescents who, as they were studied, invested more time in non-screen activities, playing sports, reading newspapers, social interaction. The comparison of those who are spending time playing games and using social media as opposed to those who are reading newspapers, who are playing games, and the happiness quotient. The people on social media not happy, the people who are playing, having fun, having face-to-face contact, are a lot happier. Is there a surprise there? I don't know that
no.
I don't know that there's a surprise myself.
It's just sad that
it is. You know, so where does it go, though? I was I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and basically this person is my age, thinking we referred to it as zombie. Remember I said we were creating a series of zombies? Now that term is being used. It's called zombie land. Mm-hmm. The addicts who are not happy, these youngsters, late teenagers, right? Through your age, Kara, and into Victoria's age. Jennifer seems now, with her birthday coming up, she's out. Well.
Oh, did I clear my throat out loud? I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Jen. We can just start outing him, going, oh, well, you're out now, Doug. You're out of the age bracket where you're useful.
Out of what age bracket? Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
Well, it's kind of how it is for Jen.
Well, but
but
it is...
pasture.
I mean, the people who spend so much time. Here's the other thing, the continuing. This I had a broad ranging conversation yesterday. I had lunch with a lady who is a marketer, and she's fabulous. You may know her. She's worked in the Los Angeles market for a long, long time, and so we were talking about all kinds of things. I'm looking at ways of promoting the program and promoting where we're going in the future. And she was the expert that I was sent to. So we spent 2 hours talking about the way to break through all the clutter, because that's really what we have here. When you see the Kardashians, and this is one of the things we talked about, how Ryan Seacrest was so smart to see these people and to figure out how it was that you could take that sex movie, sex tape, or whatever one of them did, and turn it into an industry. So the point now is that all of the family, all the Kardashians, all of the sisters are now promoting Calvin Klein jeans, Calvin Klein underwear. There's a picture of all of them together that's out now floating around. The group and how lucky they say they are to be able to do this together. And the sense of adventure they talk about in this, the togetherness. They have created an empire out of absolutely nothing. And it's the best example I can come up with of how people were so focused on this. Did the Kardashians embody America? Does Calvin Klein embody America? And is that why the two of them are together? The Calvin Klein ads for these new jeans, and there's a sort of these jeans are family oriented. I suppose they're all for women, though.
I don't know about jeans. I thought it was just underwear.
Well, I think they're selling jeans as well. The picture that you see floating around, though,
is all of them in their underwear. But
right.
Calvin
what I'm looking at is all jeans. Anyway,
oh, I didn't see that one then. I only saw the one where all the girls are lounging around together. They're like laying on a floor, and they're all in white Calvin Klein underwear.
No, this is a picture of all in jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Calvin Klein in the last couple of years, they have really tried to, they had such a stronghold on celebrity for so long, and then they lost it. And so they've been really trying to get back in. They had Justin Bieber do a campaign. They had Selena Gomez do a campaign. So it's not surprising that they went after the Kardashians. I'm surprised the Kardashians said yes, though, because
what
now they're like
say?
So...
They're so big and they have their own products. They probably are going to have their own underwear soon enough. But what do you say about Calvin Klein? Because Calvin Klein, remember, used to launch stars. It helped launch Marky Mark's career. Antonio Sabato was a Calvin Klein guy. Mm-hmm. And now they're relying
on... Kate Moss?
Yeah, Kate Moss.
Got out of that cloth? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they used to launch careers. Now they're picking up the pieces of reality.
Well, they're adjusting to social media, launching themselves. You know, people are stars before they're just from social media.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Joining us now is Richard Roper, who has been known far and wide as one of the country's most prominent film critics, has spent a lot of time with Ebert on the Ebert and Roper show, has a newspaper column that's been appearing in the Chicago Sun-Times since 1987. I didn't think you were that old. You don't look that old.
I was three when I started, all right?
Okay. So there's a lot of activity now that the Oscar nominations have been presented. You're working with a number of different outlets on this month-long film event. You're hosting 75 of the most memorable films. This is something that will start the 1st of February and goes through the 4th of March. A great way for people to bring themselves up to date. The thing that strikes me, Richard, about all of this, I could probably go back and look at these, and so can you, although you're the expert here, and I can recognize most of the films that have won and that you're going to be airing. I wonder, looking at this list this year, and it's sort of been trickling in the last few years, popular films seem to be not making it into the mix, and one wonders if those days are gone. What's the relevance of having the Oscars if it focuses so much on movies that people don't see?
Well, that's, you know, that is what the Academy has been wrestling with for a long time. I mean, you make a great point. You know, with every year, it still gets big numbers, but, you know, the biggest year ever for the Oscars for their ratings, TV ratings, was 1997, and that was the year where Titanic swept the Oscars, one of the most popular movies of all time. So obviously, it's in the Academy's best interest to celebrate popular films as well as artistically and critically, you know, acclaimed films. They try to strike that balance. But, yeah, the truth is most years when the nominations are announced, most people will say they'll look at the Best Picture nominees and the Best Actor and Best Actress, and they'll go, like, I've seen two of those movies. It's just, yeah. it's the nature. One of the problems, I think one of the biggest problems with the Academy is they refuse to recognize action movies and they refuse to recognize comedies in most cases. You know, Annie Hall was the last pure comedy to win Best Picture. That was 1977. You almost never see any of the superhero movies get anything other than special effects. And even like hardcore action films, you know, I always go back to Die Hard, one of the greatest films of all time, and the great Alan Rickman, the late great Alan Rickman, one of the greatest villains of all time. He didn't even get nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Die Hard. So, you know, the Academy needs to expand their thinking. You know, they always are going to go for the hardcore dramas. They love it when someone plays somebody who's either overcome a handicap, or if it's a biopic, or if it's British, you know. And that's been the way pretty much since the start of the Academy Awards. And it is one of the problems with them keeping their TV audience.
Who makes up the list of those who will judge? Where do these nominations come from?
With the Oscars, you know, it's the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and it's about 6,000, almost 7,000 members. You know, they're working members or former members of the Academy, actors, directors, technicians, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's people who are in the industry, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're considered, you know, the most prestigious. But, you know, that being said, you get an older Academy membership, and I think, quite frankly, they haven't always seen all the films themselves. You know, there's some famous stories about some older executives who will say to their assistants, hey, you know, fill out my ballot for me. I think most of the members take it pretty seriously, but kind of a mysterious process. You know, it's not like the Heisman Trophy where we get to see the exact number of votes for every candidate. They just tell us who the winners are, and that's that.
All right, so The Shape of Water has 13 nominations. Dunkirk got 8. Three Billboards got 7. I go to the movies a lot. Last couple of weekends, I have seen 5 or 6 movies each weekend. I'm in Los Angeles. I have access to a lot of stuff that elsewhere around the country people don't have. And so I look at some of these things. I thought that Three Billboards was quite a good movie. Dunkirk, I thought, was quite a good movie. I didn't think that of Shape of Water. And so I look at Lady Bird and some of these other movies that just don't seem to have. I'm happy to go to the blockbusters as you are and have some fun there.
Yeah.
And it kind of bothers me. I think to the point I don't want to overemphasize this. I want to know what you think. You have predictions on what wins in a couple of the categories?
Yeah, I'll race through them real quick for you. Three Billboards, I think, is going to win Best Picture. Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour, great portrayal of Winston Churchill. Frances McDormand, I think, is going to win for her great work in Three Billboards. Sporting categories, I'm not so sure yet. I'll have to get back to you. I think there's a couple of contenders that are still kind of up for grabs. Always kind of the more interesting category, the supporting category.
You're welcome anytime, Richard. Thank you. Richard Roper, who is going to be hosting this month-long film event, spotlighting all the great movies, and it'll be available on HDNet. And the Oscar goes to, you can look it up for local listings, it's hosted by Richard Roper, and the Oscar goes to. It'll be very interesting to see how his predictions come out.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.